With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
The following podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
That's too high, darling. I did say that.
Hello, my darlings. Hello, hello to you all. All the little fishes swimming around in your bowls. You can see out, but you can't see in, can you, bless you? You can't see in. It's a murky, ugly pool because someone has forgotten to clean your tank. Bless you, darling. Bless you. That was a metaphor there, of course, for, I don't know, Brexit, the environment, something. I don't know, but it's powerful. And please, for God's sake, please do listen to it. While you're listening to that, you're actually listening to Talking to Actors with me, Anna Mann, where I, with my many years of experience treading the boards, as they say, I worked for some time on the pirate ship at Gulliver's Kingdom theme park, but I've also acted quite a bit, but very rarely on boards, in fact, normally on, sadly, quite sticky floors. Yes, I'm an actress, a singer, very much in the vein of Slipknot, and once again, I will be turning on the lights this year for Ian McKellen's Naked Christmas BBQ. Here's a quick snippet of him gushing on about me as usual.
Anna Mann's not just one of the finest actresses of her generation, she's also a very good friend.
All right, Sir Ian, we get it, that's enough. Now, this show is for new actors, old actors, bad actors, actors of colour. God, I love those. Honestly, some of them are some of the best out there. Dead actors. I do think theatre is something that can pierce the veil between this life and the next. And the next, my yogi Vishanka, or Carol, was telling me yesterday that there is a third other life, apparently, which was lovely to hear. It really cheered me up, actually, because I was feeling quite cold at that point, and I had discovered a little bunion on my foot. So when she told me that, I thought that was lovely, because what it means is, I suppose, is if you fuck all this life up, you know, God knows, you could argue I have. I mean, I've had a lovely time. I really have. I regret nothing, as the song goes. Je regrette, don't regret. You know, there's some things I would like to do differently. Quite a few people I wouldn't have liked to have married. A couple of people I would have preferred not to have killed, although, you know, not my fault, but if I could take it back, I would. You know, we all know the stories anyway. We're not going to go there now. What I'm saying is, what Carol or Vishanka, or however you say it, was suggesting to me is that you die, you go to the next life, then you get another go. You know, and then you die, and then you go to heaven or hell or whatever it is. And it's a very exciting idea. I don't know what this middle world is like. I imagine everything's sort of purple. Do you know what I mean by that? When I try to imagine heaven or whatever, everything's purple. Like a wonderful sort of alien landscape from the 80s, you know? And everyone's just reading stuff. Just reading all the time, but really interesting books. Like films. Like films, but books, you know? So it's like a book, but it's good, like a film. Does that make sense? So you look clever, you feel clever, everyone thinks you're clever, but really you're sort of watching a film. And then I guess they're just making love, you know, whilst reading a book, possibly some of them. And nobody's got mobile phones, you know, nobody's doing a fucking podcast. God, I'm sick of them. I'm sick of this one. I'm only 3 minutes and 33 seconds in. We've got hours, darlings, hours. Plug yourselves in, honestly, sit back, stick the kettle on, because I'm going to be here for some time. I've got a lot to get off my chest this week. Anyway, this podcast is for all those actors, you know, bad actors, good actors, blah, blah, blah. It's also for actors who don't even know they're actors, you know? There's a lot of people out there, I think, who are actually incredible actors, and they just don't realise it. They think they're living a life, but really, they're in a sort of play. Does that make any sense? I mean, wasn't it Bill Shakes, bless you, kid, love you, if you're up there listening, wasn't it Bill Shakes who said, we're all playing a role, And some of us are doctors, some of us are nurses or vets. I'm paraphrasing, obviously, but love you, Bill. Thanks for that. And thanks for all them plays. So, that's what the show is. That's who it's for. Every Wednesday, I chat to one of my lovely acting friends. Some of them are from the television, some of them from comedy, some of them are from the North. And I try to dig into where their inspiration comes from, how much money they make, what's their process, and why they think anyone would possibly want to look at them, because some of them are really quite ugly. Before that, I'll be chatting about my life, what I've been up to. My best friend Sue Clinch might pop up, mother, reflecting on the world from a very, very lucky perch on which I rest. I basically just waffle on what I remember, you know, there's so much clunking around up there. It's like a house, my head. It's like a house, like a funny house, like in a sitcom. You know, in a sitcom we've got a funny house, and some of the people are from other countries, and some of the people are very old, and some of the people are, there's probably one that's gay. You know, it's like one of those sitcoms, you know, from the past, but it's my head, and it's a house. Don't worry about what I just said. That's not a good example of the kind of wonderful stuff I'll be coming up with. So, bit of news up top. Very exciting. Anna Mann, that's me, hello. I've appeared on the television again, finally. God, it's been a long time since Tiffle Down the Wind. With the wonderful Harry Hill. You may know him, a comedian. On Channel 4's Harry Hill's Club Night. It was fucking lovely. It really was, actually. And loads of my old pals were on there too, Bridget Christie, Spencer Jones, who I'll be chatting to in a bit, and Rosie Jones, a new friend, wonderful, and Egg, double act, lovely, really good fun. Reminded me a bit of me and Sue Clinch when we started out, of course. We were very funny because we looked very funny, you know, together. I was very tall, of course, I'm a good 6'2", and she was the same but wide, so we looked great, you know. We called ourselves number 10. Very good, but it didn't last, obviously, because within seconds we were at each other, you know. That's me and Sue's relationship. We couldn't stay on stage. We were just fighting, all the way through the only sketch we ever did, which was, ironically, was about two people fighting. But the fighting we were doing was real fighting, you know. Anyway, it was really good fun. Please look out for it. It's on All Four, which is Channel 4, but all of it, all the four. It's very much worth your time. And have a look on YouTube for Anna's People. It's on a website. Mr. Box is the website, or the host, or what, I don't know these things. It's sort of like a pilot for a show that currently isn't going to get made, but hold your horses, you never know. We've all been there. It will get made. It's going to happen. We are going to make more. We'll make more if you fucking watch this one and tell everyone about it. I chat to Sean Williamson. You know him. He's lovely. There's a lot that comes out, actually. Some really quite heavy stuff. He gets very dark at one point. But please, for the love of Bill Shakes, watch it, like it, share it. Please, God, give me a frigging series. It's about time. And I swear, if you get me a series, I will single-handedly stop Brexit. Oh, God, Brexit's reared its pimply head again. Ugh, God, we're so sick of it. The wonderful young fishers. Ugh, you put us to shame. You really do. You put us to shame. What have we done to your generation? Honestly, as old folks, it's ugly. It's ugly, so ugly. We just couldn't be bothered. We couldn't be bothered, could we? I'm talking to the old people now. We just couldn't be bothered. You know, I look back and I think, God, I really couldn't be bothered. I knew about climate change. I knew about the animals, you know, animals going extinct. I knew about the rainforest. I knew about plastic in the ocean. I knew about it fucking years ago. Probably knew about it before you did. But sadly, I also knew about and loved, you know, beef burgers and leaving the heating on all night for years, only using, you know, single-use disposable knives, forks, plates and sofas. And I wore slippers made from orangutans. But I just didn't see the connection. Do you see what I mean? That's the thing. My generation, I think we suffer from, what is it called? It's called, oh, fuck, I can't even remember what it's called now. Cognitive therapy? No, that's a good thing. It's called cognitive dissonance, where you don't connect the thing you're doing with the bad thing happening. You see what I mean? So when I lash out at Sue Clinch, when she's, you know, got her hands on my ski, apres-ski, the yogurt, not skis. God, I wouldn't be seen dead skiing. In fact, Sue, funnily enough, she wants to be buried skiing. Not in her ski outfit in a coffin, but skiing. She fucking loves it. She wants to get up on the mountain and just be pulled up and down till her corpse just sort of falls apart. She's mad. She's mad. So she got hold of my yogurts and I lashed out and I smacked her, you know, right in the face. But I didn't think. And then she was crying, you know, crying. And then she came at me, you know. But this, obviously, she had a meat cleaver on her. She's always carrying it at the minute, the meat cleaver, just in case, she says. Just in case. You never know who's out there. It's like, fuck, I think you're the one who's out there, Sue Clinch. Other people need to watch out. But my point is, I didn't connect me punching her in the face with her coming at me with a meat cleaver, you know? And I think my generation, for whatever reason, I've talked about this in the past. I swear to God, this will be the last fucking time. But I think there's something about us. We just don't click. We're just quite thick. You little fishers, bless you, you really do. You put us to shame, you know. And what I want to say, my final thought on this, keep on swimming, guys. Keep on swimming, you know. You swim in your bowl, fish. You swim around in your bowl. And when you've had enough of that bowl and that bowl gets too dirty, you knock your head against the glass. You crack your head against the glass until that glass shatters and you tumble out onto the carpet. And well, fishes can only breathe in water, so... So that will be the end of you. God, I'm losing this metaphor. It's going all over the place. You see what I mean? We start a thing, these old people, as me, and then we can't finish it because we haven't really thought ahead. That's the problem. Think ahead, right? So what's been happening in Anna's week? Well, this week I've been running around the historical town of Lewes, which is near Brighton, where I live, of course. I went there hoping to find a turkey. I've got some Americans over this week. I've had the Americans over. Fucking hell, they love turkeys, right? So who are these Americans and why are they coming, you ask? Well, some of you may know I've been itching to get back on TV, on US TV, to be specific, for ages. I mean, you have to sign a contract and you have to commit to 7 years of your life. That's what Sue Clinch said to me, my best friend Sue Clinch said,
Anna, don't be lured by the bright lights of Hollywood. You sign your life away. And you can't get any clippers out there for love nor money.
I said, darling, Sue, no one's asking for you to be in the US. Who'd want you on US TV? The last time you were on TV, people thought you were a hoax, darling. Nothing so horrible could live, screamed the Daily Mail. Literally. The editor, Paul Dacre, was having one of his flips and he'd fitted every copy with a micro voice box that screamed at you when you opened it. Eventually he realised it wasn't cost effective and you could actually cause a lot more upset just by telling lies about foreigners. Which was a musical that John Smells and I did back in the day. Telling lies about foreigners. Telling lies, telling lies. They've actually got a lot to offer us. Stop your telling lies. Wasn't great. Wasn't great. But I enjoyed it. Anyway, these Americans, I met them on a plane. I was like, right, you're my people. You're my sort of people. They were, you know, they had this kind of drawl. They were Americans, you know, that kind of thing. We talked and talked for the entire plane journey, talking, talking, talking. And when I say we talked and talked, a lot of people will say to me, no, Anna, you talked and talked, didn't you? And other people put on their earbuds. And I'm like, no, this was two-way. They gave as good as they got. They were chatting on about Trump, you know, because you know I have big problems with Trump. I'm a never-Trumper, shall we say. I'm a never-Trumper. Ironically, I fart constantly. Oh, this Trump, he's a maniac. He's a maniac. He's crazy. And he's destroying this country. He's ruined. I was like, God, darling, you're preaching to the converted. And they're on and on. They were talking about this and that, you know. And then I told them quite a lot about Sue Clinch. And they gave me some really good tips, actually, for dealing with her, mainly sort of, you know, security gates and stuff like that. And I invited them back, you know, come, darlings, you must come. You must come to my house. You must come to my house. But sadly, obviously, I'm staying in the larder, you may remember, in my daughter Mahogany's larder. And I said, you know, they could shack up with me. So we were there and we got through a lot of wagon wheels, you know. And then they'd never fucking leave, you know. They're just there and they were pissed. Oh, God, I was really like, oh, God, I thought I could talk, but you can fucking talk, you know. Oh, my God, Trump, yeah, Trump, he's ruining my country. God, shut up, you know. So in the end, I'm sad to say, I had to pretend they were burglars and get Hogg to call the police. So my American friends, what I want to say to you, if you're listening now from your cells, Soz. Now, on to the interview.
Welcome to All Rather Mysterious, the podcast that aims to unlock the mysteries of the past with the key of fact. My name is John Rain.
My name is Eleanor Morton.
My name is David Reed.
I'm doing the man in the iron mask.
Oh, Lord Lucan.
The Holinwell incident.
The Versailles time slip of 1901.
Tamam Shud.
Who was Caspar Hauser?
The Dyatlov Pass incident.
I'm glad you said it.
Yeah, I've no idea how you pronounce it.
It sounded right.
Dyatlov. I'll be doing some deeply culturally sensitive accents throughout this.
Russians don't listen to things.
Great Big Owl.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Spencer Jones is a wonderful actor and clown. Dare we use that word? It's a bit of a cunty word, isn't it? Clown. But no, let's use it. He is. He's a clown. I've known him for some time. He's honestly, in all seriousness, one of the loveliest people in the business. A few years ago, he really managed to break through with a series of awe-inspiring shows at the Edinburgh Festival in Edinburgh. He's since gone on to perform as a regular in the Bill Shakes sitcom Upstart Crow, which I should have been in, but anyway, we're not going into that. Written and performed his own BBC Two show, The Mind of Herbert Clunkerdunk, and is about to star in a massive new sitcom called Mr. Winner. It's lucky he's so lovely or we'd all fucking hate him. I caught up with him backstage at the Harry Hill Club night.
Talking to actors, trying to understand their process. We're talking to actors, yeah, they rule the world.
Hello, Spencer. Lovely to see you, darling.
And you, Anna.
Oh, are you very excited, are you?
I am excited.
How are you feeling, generally?
In general, about life?
Yes.
Yeah, quite good.
And right now?
Less now, you've asked.
Oh, really? Yeah. It's starting to make you doubt.
It gets worse.
That's the problem, isn't it? You know, people just say, you're right. You know, are you all right, my darling?
You say, yeah.
Something like that. And you go, well, yes, I'm fine. Why? Yeah. You know, but what I've been told, I would say, Anna, stop saying, are you all right? Yeah. You know, and instead say things like, how are you feeling? Mm. How do you feel? But then someone does it to you and you go, well, I don't know, what should I be feeling?
Yeah, yeah.
And that's the eternal question,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, well, you're all out.
Yeah, I'm feeling
so,
all right.
Yes. So, Spencer, we're here in a dressing room. Mm-hmm. We're about to do, both of us, we're about to do Harry Hill's Club Night, which is achingly exciting.
Yes,
very good. Fuck, we've dreamed of this,
haven't we? Yeah, 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 finally finished. We level up after
we've
this.
We've made it. No, that's an awful thing to say, and I strike that from the record. But we feel like we have been given permission from teacher.
Yeah, yeah. It feels like we've elbowed our way to the table.
We've been allowed to go to the headmaster's office and have a hot chocolate.
Yeah.
But it's been a long time coming.
Yeah, it's a long time.
For me, certainly. Fuck.
Really?
Love. And so, Spencer, you are a comedian and actor.
Yes.
Good friend.
Yes,
fun,
yes, yes.
Lovely man. Time. Father. All these things.
Yeah.
So, what... So when did you start acting? How old were you?
My first...
It's the Spencer Jones story.
Oh, God, okay.
Da-da-da-da.
I reckon that my first memory is when I was about 4 or 5, I had to zoom a car across a stage, you know, like in a...
Zoom a car?
Zoom a car.
Like a remote control car?
Like, no, like a sort of large car. I think it was a Dukes and Hazzard car.
Oh, wow.
Zoom it across the stage, and I zoomed it off the stage, and it hit an old lady in the front row. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Did you know the lady in question?
No, I didn't know. I'm very...
Gushing blood.
Yeah, yeah.
all over the audience.
Yeah, and I just thought, this is a bit of me, I like
this
it.
This is what we want. Yeah. And in many ways, I mean, because, you know, one of your shows, it's exhilarating, we don't know what's going to happen, we don't know where your head's at.
No.
What is this? Fuck, what's he going to do? He could do anything. Yeah. And that's the element you've kept. Yeah. From that early moment.
Yeah, there's always a zoom. If you look, there's always
throwing
a car.
That, grabbing that car. There's always a little car. Just going off, just somewhere. A nod. To little you. And what would little you, four-year-old you, think to see you now here on Harry Hill? Was Harry Hill a thing then?
Harry Hill wouldn't have been a thing then, no.
When did it come out? When you were about 10?
Well, yeah, when do you reckon? When he was doing the
90s?
Yeah.
So, but to here. See you here,
yeah,
about in the dressing room with Anna Mann,
yeah,
a famous actress,
yeah,
about to perform your essentially what you were doing then.
Whatever it is.
Would he be happy with that, do you think?
God, what was I like as a child? I think I probably would. I'm just trying to think. So I was about 5. I don't think I would have. You've got kids.
Yes, Mahogany, my daughter.
Yes, yes.
Yes. Well, Mahogany, we don't talk a lot now. No. I mean, I live with her. It's kind of a basement. Well, I was in the larder, but, you know, if you're going to put someone in the larder, they're going to eat the food. Do you know what I mean? And that's what I said to her the moment she did it. I said, if you put me in a bedroom, they said, bedrooms are for people who want to be here. Yeah. And I thought, fuck you. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
But your kids are a lot younger than that.
Yeah,
I mean,
she's,
I don't know what she is, 30, 40, something like that.
I call my daughter a woman child.
Oh,
my,
really?
My friend couldn't think of the word daughter the other day, and he went, you know, you're woman child.
You're a woman child.
And it's a pretty good word, actually. Oh, wow. It's a good phrase.
And how old is she?
She's 4.
4?
Yeah, she's like a cross between...
I'd love to say I remembered those days.
But no, it'd be good, wouldn't it?
I don't remember most of the 80s.
No. She... she looks like a cross between Mowgli and Iggy Pop. So she's always just got a pair of pants on.
Right.
Long straight hair, always back combed at the back.
Mm.
And then she's...
Tight, muscular frame.
Yeah, she could take
a wrinkled, muscular frame.
Yeah.
Wow.
Very tanned. Couple of tattoos.
Oh, she sounds awesome.
Yeah, she's
quite
good.
Feral.
Yeah, oh, she's feral, yeah.
Does she have a bit of the early Spencer Jones, the car? Do you think she's like the young Spencer Jones, throwing that?
Out of the two children, she's the funniest.
She's got the genes.
And but Sonny, the boy, the man-child,
yes,
the six-year-old, he's a good actor.
Oh, really? So a serious act?
Yeah, he really gets
What's
into it.
What's he done that I'd have heard of?
I put him and her yes. in my... Clunkerdunk show.
Oh, in your BBC Three show. Oh, wonderful.
I asked them and asked them if they wanted to do it, because obviously we need to have some children. I need to work out whether it's going to be them or someone else, and said, because I will get some other children to play you.
Yes.
But they were like, do we get paid? I said, you get paid? I said, you probably have to get taken out of school for a bit. And he went, yes, please. Yeah. So he's
great. So they were up. So you really, and you said, now look, this is going to be big.
Yeah.
This could be life changing.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I worry sometimes about the young'uns, you know.
I know, mate.
I think, fuck, are you going to be all right?
I know.
But they were.
How old were you when you started acting?
When I started, God. Well, I mean, I've always been sort of acting, you know. But of, but for me, acting is shouting. It's about fire. It's about aggression.
Yeah.
You know, a mugging. A good mugging is acting to me. Do you know what I mean? If you're really so, there's a lot of things I've done in my life that you could call acting.
Yeah.
But really, I was well into my 20s. Yeah, I was married. Fuck, I was married to Harold Bagg, lovely chap, very quiet, barely spoke, which was great. I mean, he couldn't; he was a mute. But he was a lovely chap, but very boring. A lot older than me, you know. Yeah. He's Mahogany's father, Hog. And that's, I think, why she hates me. You know, because I mean, she thinks I pushed him into an early grave. You know. And I mean, I literally did in one short film we made, Early Grave. Bless him.
Oh, but no. God.
So I got into it a bit later. Yeah. It was an escape for me. Yeah. It wasn't this thing. I'd always performed, you know. Mother was very brutal. She, as a mother, she was a real matriarch, you know. Mm. So she wouldn't allow that sort of thing. You know, a second of acting, she'd just throw something at you.
Yeah.
You know, if she saw you trying to perform the shortest soliloquy, you'd get your bloody dinner in your face. Do you know what I mean? Or hers. Or someone else's if you were out. She didn't give a fuck.
She needed dinner.
She'd grab anyone's dinner, shove it in your face. Don't you dare fucking act.
Yeah.
You know, so that's the tapestry that I came out of, that was behind me growing up. You see what I mean? That was the...
But you broke out.
That I broke out. I had to get out of that world, Leicester.
You know it.
Yeah.
You know it.
I'm from. I was born in Reading, and I moved around the West Country, and I moved to London when I was 18. London the longest.
So London is your place.
London's my place now.
Reading, West Country.
That
army stuff.
No, it wasn't.
People say
no.
We moved. It's army.
No,
stuff,
it wasn't.
It?
No, my mum and dad split when I was young, and my mum moved around a fair bit.
Right.
Yeah, I think it was 11.
So you've got a bit of a West Country sound.
Yeah. Oh yeah, definitely.
You?
Yeah, that's there. Yeah.
Where do you like best? London.
No, I think we'd like to move.
Back to the West Country?
Maybe, yeah.
Back to your roots?
Maybe, yeah.
What are people like there?
Well...
simple folk? I mean, I know that's a cliche. I know that's... I don't mean thick. Yeah. I mean, you know, of the earth.
Yeah.
Nature? Do they worship nature?
Yeah, I hope they're a bit more country-like, as in green. They like...
Right.
You know... One of the reasons is Sonny really loves the countryside.
Right.
Like this, 2 mornings ago, he was kicking off about he hates school. Mm. He was kicking off about going to school. He's crying.
Oh.
And just went, I just want to live in the jungle.
Oh, God.
That was his line.
Well, we're surrounded by poisonous snakes, Sonny.
Yeah, it's horror.
No, you don't. You think you do, but you don't. Yes, the green. See the green, the simple fur. Because you'll get the smog, the pollution. Mm. You're in London with your children now.
Yeah.
And you take them on the tube.
Yeah.
I couldn't imagine that. What's that like?
It's
taking children on a tube.
I reckon it is
terrifying.
It is. There's the gap. You don't want them falling down that. You don't want them getting their feet caught in an escalator.
Oh, God.
You know, holding onto the handrail for too long and it goes... Yeah, you rip an arm off.
Just keep going. Just keep going through that tiny gap.
Yeah.
And out the other end, flat as a pancake.
Tom and Jerry cartoon.
What does happen? What would happen? Because they... I mean, my mum used to say, you'll be dead, you'll be gone.
Yeah, yeah.
But really, I think I did it and nothing happened. I think I slightly tripped. I don't know. I don't trust anything she says anymore.
Yeah.
So, the Spencer Jones story. So, born in Reading.
Born in Reading, yep.
How, do you remember any of that?
I remember it being dark.
When you came out?
And then it was light.
I've arrived.
I was I think 36 hours, mum was in labour.
God, that's a long time.
Yeah.
Ouch.
But
you made up for it.
Yeah.
A lot of fun.
And she gave me a weird name, Spencer Jones.
That's great. Why Spencer?
I've always said it was because Winston Spencer Churchill. But actually, she told me recently, there was a crap glam rock band and the bass player was called Spencer.
Oh, so what was the band?
I can't remember.
Not
a famous one, no. You know,
oh, wow.
Band, yeah.
God. That's good.
Yeah.
I think it's a great name. And then you grew up in Reading, went around
5 days
town.
There, yeah. 5 days, 5 years there.
5 years in Reading.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck, that's a play.
Yes.
That's a play. We must write that. Five years in Reading.
You might have already done it.
Have
you
I?
You might, I don't know.
Quite possibly. Fuck, let me think back. 5 years in Reading. Reading. Yes. Hang on, it's coming back. Yes, there it's. Oh, yes, I remember. It was Black Box Theatre.
Mm.
Someone jumps on and goes, Reading, we're here. That's how it starts. You hear the sound of a train.
Yeah.
And then all these people getting off in Reading.
Yeah.
And then they're just sort of... And then we're just being in Reading. But the problem was, you'll see, and this happens a lot, no one had been to Reading or researched it.
No.
So it just became... A lot of people said it was not very authentic.
Did it tour?
It went down the street for a bit to another little theatre.
Mm.
But no, not...
No more closer to Reading.
No more closer to Reading. I think they would have torn us to pieces. We were very... We were brutal and we'd never been there. You know? We were absolute... yes, so darling, you went from... Where did you go? So in the West Country.
Yeah.
Then when did the acting begin?
I reckon properly.
Not just the car.
No, just the car. I think there was school plays and stuff. I remember seeing. Oh, I know what it was.
Mm.
I lived in a village at one point called Hemiock, and they had the Hemiock Singers, and they did.
Hemiock Singers,
just between Wellington and Honiton, right?
Lovely.
And they had a musical on every year, and the one I went to see, the first one was My Fair Lady.
Wow.
And I wasn't in it. I watched it. And blew me away. And the following day...
And how old were you at this point?
I was probably 9.
Poor Professor Higgins.
Yeah. And I've not seen
night
it
night and day he slaves away. Yeah. Wonderful.
And I used to have injections once a week for my asthma. And I'm in the doctor's surgery waiting for my weekly injection after seeing My Fair Lady.
Yes.
And the woman who played... Is it Eliza Doolittle?
Yes, Eliza.
She bowls in.
I washed my face and hands.
Yeah, she came in. And I remember being... And I've never told anyone this.
Wow.
I remember going... night, singing it under my breath to see if she could hear me. Because
so Oh, wow. It was like you were blown away.
A star walked in.
Fuck, she was a real life.
Yeah, like, this is like, she was amazing.
Oh, God.
This woman who played, I can't remember her name. And then I joined them and I did...
She was Eliza... They were like a local Amdram
players. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But she was the doctor, did you say,
nurse? She was Eliza.
But in the surgery? Were you in a surgery?
Oh, no.
When you were getting
your
injection?
No, she was another... No, she was... Yes, I was waiting in the waiting room. She came in, another
customer.
I really
have to listen more when people are talking, don't I?
Another
patient
comes in.
She was a patient.
Yeah, so she goes to the thing...
Probably getting a throat sweet or something. Getting her voice looked at.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Fuck.
So that was it. That was the moment.
Oh, that would have been incredible.
And then I did it the next year, and I think I did... What did I do? Fiddler on the Roof. In the chorus. My dad came to see it. My mum and dad split up. He came to see it with my mum and my nan and granddad.
You were in it at this point?
I was in it. So the next,
for the play?
The next year I was in it. In
wow.
The place. And my dad visited once, you know, a year or twice a year. And this was one of the times. And I remember him sat and everyone clapped when you went out for your bow. The noise he made when I came out for mine, the whole of the row, it was like a weird, like, everyone kind of looked around, who the fuck are these guys being noisy?
Yeah.
But that was like a...
I mean, I take it was a positive noise.
It was great.
Okay.
yeah.
You didn't come out and go, boo!
Fucking hell! Yeah.
He went.
Yeah, he really went for it.
That's
like stamping and stuff. And I said did
boy.
You like that, Dad? And he went, that was absolutely class.
Oh,
and so
lovely.
You have these little moments where you go, this is...
Oh, that's so lovely. That's so lovely. I mean, I couldn't invite Mum to the audience.
Really?
She'd fucking kick off. Oh, God, there's someone here.
There's someone here.
I'll pause. Sorry, someone came in to mic up Spencer, which is very important, because if he's not mic'd up, he can't be heard. Mm. We're basically told to fuck off, don't we, darling? Quite well, we're going to have to cut it short. We'll chat to you another time, Spencer, because it's been lovely. I want to hear the part two.
Yes.
One day... But that was the moment. Daddy's approval,
Mummy's approval.
And Mummy's approval. That got you. I guess it is like that, isn't it? You need to say, I just did this weird thing.
Mm.
That was all right, was it?
Yeah.
And that's quite a pivotal moment, isn't it? And he said, not only right, I'm bloody proud
bloody
of you.
Yeah, loved it, yeah.
Like Billy Elliot. That's lovely. Yeah. And quickly, Spencer, so what have you got coming up now? Is Clunkerdunk is out?
Clunkerdunk's out. The Minor Part of Clunkerdunk. BBC Two.
BBC Two.
BBC Two.
Fuck, lovely.
Well, that's all online.
And it's on iPlayer.
It is. Yeah. And then next year, Mr. Winner comes out, finally.
Oh, wow.
Which was ages ago.
Yes, I remember you doing it. Mr. Winner, and that's
BBC...
BBC
Two?
BBC Two. Fuck, how
lovely.
Yeah. Lovely. That's so exciting.
So fingers
crossed.
Well
done, and very deserved. Look out for Spencer if you can. He's a marvel.
Thank you.
And brief chat, but lovely. Thank you, Daddy.
Cheers. I was into a high voice.
Doesn't matter. They can't see. And there we go. Wonderful Spencer there. Bit of a short one this week. As you heard, we did get cut off because we had to go on stage. But I will collar Spencer soon for the rest of the story and we'll find out what happened after, however it finished, I can't remember. So where's Anna at right now, darlings? Well, let's just say I'm very happy. I'm so happy. I almost forgot. We've got literally a few years before catastrophic planet death. You know, my final thought on this. I mean, what we did... What did we think was going to happen to us? Silly old pricks. What did we think? That's what I want to say, you know. I look back and I think, God, what did we... I mean, where did we think all those disposable forks and sofas and cars were going, you know? Where did we think they were going? I think we just thought someone sort of turned them into sausages or something. I don't know. I don't know what we thought was going on. But still... As Bill Shakes says, and Carol sometimes, what's past is prologue. Get on with it, darlings, and verily save the planet or something. You know, I imagine Jeremy Clarkson right now is absolutely furious listening to this. I know he listens to every episode. I know he does. I can feel it. I just know he does. God, he hates the planet, that guy. He hates you, probably. He'll be thumping his ear right now in rage. I imagine he's on very expensive hands-free, you see, so he'll be just thumping his ear in anger. Is it hands-free? Hands-free? Is it hands-free or hands-free? Hang on, it's Han Solo, so it's hands-free? It's hands-free because you don't use your hands! Fuck. You see what I mean? Honestly, we really are thick, my generation. Right. The end. Enough. Back to the larder for me. I smell wagon wheel. Thank you, darling, so much for listening. It really does mean the world to me. I'm literally, right now, I'm lying on the floor, just talking into this microphone. We don't know when we do this whether anyone gives a shit. So
All the response has been wonderful, and all the phenomenal response to my various appearances on television. Did I say I've been on television? It's been really nice. You know, I do suffer a bit from imposter syndrome. I do. Sometimes in auditions, when they call out my name, you know, Anna, Anna, I say, oh, no, that couldn't possibly be me, could it? I'm Helen. And they go, come on, Anna, you do this every time. Get in there or go home. And I go, all right, you fuckers, but this job better come with a car. Last job I did, they wouldn't even get me a car. They refused to get me a car. So rude. I mean, I was coming from Sri Lanka at the time. I was staying with friends, but still, you know, back in the day, you could get a car from anywhere. If you needed to get a car from the moon, you'd get a car from the moon, you know? What has become of this profession, Bill? What has happened? Love you, Bill Shakes. Bet he got cars. Still, helps the environment, doesn't it? All right, I'll walk then. Fuck you, young people. It's always at me, you know. Stop eating plastic, people. Shut up. Anyway, please keep on messaging me. Let me know your thoughts, reviews, give us stars and all that stuff. I'm on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube. Someone sent me a little video of them doing an impression of me on Instagram while driving a car, which I thought was wonderful, but also sort of terrifying. I thought, you know, look at the road, darling, look at the road. So Facebook-wise, Anna Mann Actress, there's a Facebook page there, and lucky you guys, I'm going to be setting up a little shop soon and sell some little USB things with my show on it, so you can all watch it. So look out. Save a little space in your Christmas box for that. Instagram, Anna Mann Actress. Twitter, Anna Mann Actress. And it's also worth having a look for Colin Holt, my old friend, who's doing all right, actually. He's about to appear in a TV show, Almost Never, CBBC, which he's been filming up in Belfast and has been having a lot of fun. It really is very good. Very funny, very silly, and a wonderful crew. They're like a family to him, they really are. Anyway, that's going to be coming out, which literally came out yesterday. So look out for that. And also he appeared in Afterlife, Ricky Gervais, second series. Did that. Fuck. Very exciting. I think I can talk about that. Anyway, I've talked about it now. No one's listening to this. Clarkson's listening. Right, come on, Anna, you're waffling now. Stop it. So follow Colin Holt, Colin Holt Comedy, and Anna Mann Actress on all those things. And also YouTube, Colin Holt Comedy. And that's it. I don't have one. But anyway, my darlings, is it too much to say I love you? Do we even know each other? Do I even know your names? I don't know, but I love you. For keep on doing whatever it is you're doing, you little fishers. God bless you. I've been Anna Mann. Speak to you next week. All right.
GreatBigOwl.com.
There.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Quickly, we haven't got long. Please listen to the all-new Angela Sandberry podcast.
It's a funny one.
Oh, my God, it's hilarious. There's so much muck in it.